Well, I'm not a Windows guy, thankfully. I do the AIX and some of the Linux machines, and mostly databases and the CAD software, but I had to help because they needed to go around fixing these things, and they wanted IT people doing it, so I had to get my hands dirty into the Windows machines today. But as I understand it, so this CrowdStrike software is a process that runs on your machine that is looking for suspicious activity, if you will. It's not just a, you know, like an antivirus checking files and traffic as it's coming through. It's looking for activities, you know, signature things that can indicate an attack. And it's communicating that in real time back to their cloud server. So all the world's computers that run CrowdStrike are communicating with each other on, you know, what could be an active threat. That's how the software works. And as I understand it, what happened is it updated itself. Again, security software is the only thing in the IT world that gets to update itself without change control. And the update went nuts and decided there was threats there when there was no threats, and started cutting off network and other Windows services, so the machine basically was rendered useless until you logged into it locally and reverted to the previous version of CrowdStrike. Real nice stuff.